No, I feel real nervous. It got real quiet up here, but things are well, though, and it's truly amazing where we are as a church today. It's taken many years of giving and sacrifice to get into this new building. My family is especially grateful to have a home church to come to. I tell you, when I see photos of this new auditorium, when it was just about ready, it looked just like a digital rendering and didn't look real. But to come here and to be here and to see what God has done and how we've invested here, it's a wonderful blessing. And what it's a bigger blessing is that I get to come back and not just come here by myself, but bring my family here to this place. And it's where I can have my wife and my daughter come to see where it all began and to see where I got saved and what God has done throughout all these years. And thank you, church family, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, your support, your care, your kindness. You've done so much in my life, and in turn, I get to do that to others there in the country of Cambodia. Thank you for everything that you've done for our family in the past weeks in my mom's passing, and it surely shows me that God loves us and that you love us, and it is a blessing to be here today. We're blessed to be here for a short time, and thank you, Pastor Myers, and for the opportunity to come up here and to update and to preach this evening. We're loving our time here. To be able to see and experience so much in the past 7 weeks has been refreshing for us. We've been making our rounds to each Sunday school class to see how God is working and to meet so many new people who now call this place home. Tonight I got to meet Andrew and I think Elizabeth. And what a wonderful thing to hear that we have new people here all the time. And why? Because we have people who are going out and reaching new folks. We're not content, we're not satisfied with just new building. We want to fill this place up with not just old blood, but with new blood. And that's great. Because why? We have a multi-generational vision here at this church. And, you know, I get to come back with my wife. I get to come back with my daughter. And hopefully in a few years, come back with more children. And they get to experience what happens here. They get to see what God is doing here and get to see all the miracles that God is going to do here at this place right here. Thank you so much. Please pray for us. This weekend we'll be doing some traveling to be with some supporters, family, new churches, and also preaching. We'll be in Nevada, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Northern California with Pastor Pichardo, and then here back on time for our youth conference. And then hopefully after that, we'll be pretty set up to be able to book some more meetings for the rest of the summer and beginning of fall when we want to be with Monterey Park, some supporters in San Diego, Arizona, Iowa, Illinois, South Carolina, family in New York, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and also some friends in Montana. And we're looking forward to what God has ahead for us and to what God is going to do. I tell you, I'm nervous. And I'm not just nervous to be up here, but I'm nervous for what's ahead because I've never done it. I've honestly gone a little bit opposite of what most missionaries do. They do the deputation trail first, and they go and raise support, and they go and visit around the whole country. But I kind of did it the other way around. I went to the mission field single and raised my own money and supported myself, got a job out there, and then stayed there until God gave me a wife and God gave me a family, and then we got to come back here. And so one thing I do know is that I can trust the Lord. And I can trust him to take me anywhere and everywhere. And I'm happy to go anywhere and everywhere, wherever that would be. And I'm happy that I have a wife. And I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I have a wife who is willing to go anywhere and everywhere, wherever I am. And that is a big blessing there. Hey, Anthony and Katie, nice to see you. And sorry to put you on the spot right there, but love you guys. And thank you for being here tonight. Also, please pray for my wife. She's looking to get her U.S. citizenship before we make her return to the mission field, and we also need to get a few more documents. You know, one of the big blessings about being a missionary is that there are special rules in the, in getting citizenship here in the U.S., and that you don't have to wait 3 to 5 years to get it. You can get it right away. And we're thankful for that, and so we're going to be trying to get expedited for U.S. citizenship for my wife, so that way in the future we can travel back and forth easily and not have to go and deal with some of the things that we kind of dealt with to get over here. Yeah. But God is good all the time, and we all know that all the time God is good. We bring you greetings from team members and the growing team in Cambodia and our church family there. Many of you You know of us and you keep up because you diligently pray for us, and you know what God is doing there. We look forward to seeing many of you going to serve there and others in the future for various missions trips. You know, the past couple of years have been very interesting around the world due to the pandemic and the effects of COVID. It is great to be able to now be able to reopen this year and resume almost all of our normal services and ministries. To leave at this time in our church's life out there was a little bit hard for us because things were just getting started, things were just getting reopened, and getting exciting again. Right before we left, we restarted children's ministry there in our new village. We had a Saturday morning visitation and soul winning starting up again, and also the freedom for myself and my family to be able to travel more to multiple villages and to see our church plants and be a blessing there. Please pray for our church there to have wisdom, favor, and protection in our new village of the Bangsngao. We look forward to our return shortly. And if you have not yet received one, there in the back table we have new prayer cards. And thank you, Isaac, and Brother Nick, and Brother Vong for putting this together for us. We're just about there with getting everything that we need as we came here abruptly. But we do ask that you pray for us as we try to get a video ready and other necessary items, display table and all, so we can get started and get rolling on the road for deputation to raise more support for our family and for the ministries there. And let me get rid of my nervousness, but I think I'll be fine. You know, it was really hard to put together this message and to really get my thoughts together, and I'll walk around a bit. It makes me a little bit less nervous. So getting back to America was honestly a dream. It was a dream because my wife comes from the country of Laos, didn't have citizenship. My daughter had it, but I didn't want to be broken apart. I didn't want to be separated. We wanted to make sure we came together as one. And, you know, it wasn't easy to get over here. But I'm thankful that I have a God who, even though things aren't easy, he can make anything happen. Yes, and he can make miracles happen. Amen. God is good. Yes, you know, I left in 2013 and had one home. And this was my home. And I come back in 2022 and I have three homes. One here in California, my home church, Pacific Baptist, there in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, and one literal home there we just finished building, and there in the country of Laos with my wife's side of the family, and we're thankful for that. And we're thankful also for one day our heavenly home that is being prepared for us. I'm thankful for all that. Thank you for praying for our family and for our team, for us, and for all that you're doing. Please take your Bibles and stand with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3. Now, I'm mindful of the time, 7:30. I've got about 30 minutes left. And thank you, Pastor Myers, once again for having me up here. And it is a blessing to be with our church family. See you all. Time has passed by. And many of you children have grown up. You've just graduated from high school, some of you from college. Others of you, I've worked with you and helped you, and we've sold candy together. We've gone to court together, Brother George, and things have been well. I didn't have to go to jail for you, but it's a blessing to help to see where you are today and to see what God's going to do with you and Joanna, and to see many others in the back and people who I think I just gave years of my life to, and I'm happy that I did it. I'm happy to come back to a place where I see folks that I love and I care about. Thank you so much. Proverbs chapter number 3, and we'll be in verse number 5. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Amen. Please turn to Romans chapter 8 and verse 24 to 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 24 to 28. The Bible says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This last verse right here, I love this. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do love you and we thank you for this evening. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and opportunity to be here this evening. Thank you, Lord, for a place that I can call home and that I can bring my family to, and that we can glean and we can get as much as we can while we're here. Lord God, may you help me tonight to be able to say what you would have for me to say, to preach, Lord God, your word, to be able to convey the message that you put in my heart, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're teaching me, Lord. May you be with us tonight, be with our church here. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Tonight I want to share a message that God has been surely teaching me. And God has surely been working in my life in this area. It's something that I need often. I need God to help me every day of my life, and that is to trust God. Yeah. Trust God in all areas of life. And I wouldn't do justice tonight for this message if I was not transparent with you, that throughout these years, God has taught me to trust him more and more. Yeah. When I did not know what's ahead, God said, trust me. When I did not know what to do next month, God said, trust me. When I left to Cambodia in 2013, God said, trust me. When I was there for a year and I was running out of money and I didn't know what to do next, God said, trust me, I'll take care of you. Yeah. When God provided a job about 4 months after that, God said, trust me, I'll take care of you. When I came back in 2014 and it was not to stay, God said, trust me, because I'm sending you right back to that country over there so you can help reach the people for Christ. I came back in 2016, and God said, trust me, you're going right back. And it wasn't just to go back, but it was to go back to get engaged, and then to run paperwork that, as many of you know, took too long. Took 18 months. Can you imagine? 18 months, a year and a half, running paperwork to get married in the country of Laos. That's not fun. That's not easy. I don't think anyone over here would want to do that. What did God say during that time, during that process, during that long, strenuous time of traveling back and forth, of Bumi coming to Cambodia and going back to Laos, and me going there time and time again, sometimes for a waste of time, because that's just how it worked out there. But what did God say? God said to trust me. He said, trust God. I can help you. I will be with you. It's verses like Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 that says, that helps remind me, be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. I love this song right here, and I heard it sung when I just got back here. It was, I just keep trusting my Lord, and don't worry, I won't sing tonight. You don't want to hear me sing, okay? I don't have that opera voice. I don't have that voice that rings a melody, okay? It rings a melody to Jesus, and it rings a melody to myself, and that's about it, okay? But the song goes, I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storms darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend. Such a faithful friend. I can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Amen. Church family, I wonder this evening, who are you trusting? What are you trusting? Life brings about its trials, its troubles, its tribulations. It brings about things that we don't know what to do during those times. But as Christians, we know this, that we have a God that we can look to and we can trust, who can help us carry us through no matter what. I hope that you and I will never, ever forget that. No matter where we are in the part of the world, whether you're 8,000 miles away in the country of Cambodia, you're here and you're in another state, you're on family vacation, that you never forget that you and I can trust God. Yeah. Through the high, through the lows, through the good, through the bad,
when it hurts and when everything is just fine and dandy, that you and I will trust God. Trusting God is not a one-time thing for only salvation, and then you rely on yourself and the wisdom of man or your own abilities to help you get through or decide what is best. Trusting God is full dependence upon Him because He knows what is best. And let God make the final decision that you will follow in faith to direct your ways. You may be planning what you think is in your future, but God would, as He may, shake up those plans for something that is a whole lot better and so much more grand and exciting than you could ever think or dream of. Yeah. You know, I had plans when I was here, and I wanted a family. I wanted to get married. I wanted to serve God. I wanted to be all I could be for God here. I did not think that as a young man, God would ship me all the way across the world to go reach a people from a country where my mom fled from. But that was in God's plan, and I'm so happy that's what it was. Yeah. And I don't know where God is going to take you and what He's going to do with your life and your family, but I hope that you will trust Him. Yeah. You know, I just want to be faithful here. I want to raise my family in a church that I called home, in a church where I believed and I invested in and I loved. Yep. But God said, that's not it. I have something for you out there. Keep on walking with me. Keep on following me. Keep on trusting me. Keep on having faith. And I'll show you what's bigger, what's better, what's more grander, what's more luxurious, what is more than you can ever think or imagine. And I'm so happy that that is what I followed, because Amen. I don't regret for one second in my life that that is what I did, and I have God's perfect will for my life, and I'm in God's perfect will. You know, there are many people that are not here today that I love, I respect, I looked up to, I served with. They're no longer in church because they trusted in someone or something that honestly could not help them. They followed something, or they bought into something that really had no meaning and no lasting value. My clothes must be shrinking just a little bit, okay? So I got to reach my pocket. They followed what is this right here? They thought that this right here would help them. And yes, we all need money. Yes, you know, you can only go so far with a dollar. Yeah. But you know what? I'd rather have Jesus and my family and be broke than to have what this world offers. And as you can tell, God has not left me broke or on the side of the road. He's blessed me. And He's blessed you. Church family, please, I love you all. We're family. We've grown up together. Brother Joe, we went to high school together, went to college together, served on staff together. This is the dream. I'm living the dream, and I'm loving it. Yep. Brother Joe, Thursday night, said, I'm living it. And yes, I'm living it too, and I'm loving it. I'm loving every second of it. It's not perfect. It's not easy all the time, but that is just fine with me. Yeah. I have God, and I can trust Him. I learned so much being here in my home church. I learned patience. I learned delayed gratification. I learned that God has big plans. And if I'll trust God and I'll be faithful, I'll see what those plans are. You know, God's done miracles in and through my life. God's done miracles here through our church. I've seen God do things here that has helped me to stay faithful to God there on the mission field. You know, our church has been building a building program for many years, maybe a little bit too long for some of us. We've given year after year, and I'm thankful that our family was able to give. I'm thankful that this past Sunday we were able to, two Sundays ago, able to give so that way we can complete this building, so that way the vision come to pass, so that way we can move on from this stage and we can help train more people to be sent out and to go out and to reach this world for Christ. I look forward to hearing in just a few years, and honestly, this year. You know, every year, Missions Conference comes around, and I pray. I pray that I know God's calling somebody. I know God wants to see people go, not just to Asia, but to other parts of the world. And I'm wondering who that next person will be. I hear of folks who are praying hard about going somewhere, but yet I don't see people leaving. And not everyone needs to go somewhere. God's called many of you to stay right here, support the work right here, support our pastor. Yeah. And thank you for that. But there are some people here today who need to do this. Trust God. Don't think that if you trust God that you'll lose everything. You'll gain so much more. Yeah. Trust God. Some of you are young, you're children in here. But God's called you already. Some of you are teenagers and you know what God has for your life. Follow that. Some of you are young couples. Some of you have families. Others of you are older. You know, it's okay, no matter what stage in your life, to trust God and to do what God would have for you. I remember being in Cambodia during my missions trip and having a missionary that we support here go there in his 50s. Imagine that. About four children, many of them adults by then, and left everything, went to the country of Cambodia, learned the language, reached people. You know, God used that man's testimony to help me to say, you know what, I can trust God. That man at 50 years old who had probably everything already all set up and ready to go, you know, retirement in the next 15 years, he said, God is greater. God is good. Yep. I will trust God. Yep. I love our work in Cambodia. I love our church there. Thank you, church family, for over 10 years supporting the ministries there. For the board, the Vongs, the Hasses, the Keels, our family, the Mitches, and missionary kids, our national families who we support here. It's a great thing we have going there. It's an extension of what we have right here. Please don't forget that. Please don't forget us there across the world because we need you. As we trust God, you trust God. You continue going forth for God. You continue loving God and loving people. You continue loving each other and going forward for God. You continue helping each other stay right with God. You know, one of the saddest things about coming back home sometimes is to see people not here. Yeah. You know, I come into a new auditorium, and 7 weeks ago, this is my first time here. But I look around, and sometimes I can see everyone on this side because I'm right over here. Sometimes I'm over here, I can't see everyone over here. I'm like, hey, where's so-and-so? And I'll find out that they haven't been here for a while. They stopped coming to church for whatever reason. I don't know what that is. But let's help each other, church family. Amen. It's not just people that we don't know. It's people that we know and we love. Yeah. Let's help each other stay faithful to God. Yeah. I've learned there in Cambodia, especially in the past 4 years, there are people who love God more than me, and I can learn from them. We have a church family there who knew nothing of Jesus Christ, who knew some of them literally nothing of the gospel. Who over time, as missionaries went over, gave the gospel to them, and they found hope. They found someone who they can trust in, and that's Jesus Christ. Yep. I love our people there, and I love their faith. I love the faith of a lady named Hua, who even though her family rejected her and left her out with nothing, that she said that, I love God, I trust God, and I will continue serving God. Think of a lady named Ming Sam, whose husband just passed away literally weeks before I came out here. Lady who doesn't have much, lives there in Stung Minche, where many of you visited, not too far from where I ran the tuk-tuk route. She got the gospel. He got the gospel. He got the gospel in time before his health failed. And now her husband, see, is now in heaven. No more pain, no more heartache, no more health issues. We have people there in Cambodia who love the Lord, who trust God. I'm thankful to serve in a place where missionary children love the Lord, where many of our missionary kids don't want to even come back to America because why? The work is great and the need is great out there. We have missionary children. We have missionary children here who are ready to go back when God is allows them to go back. And they want to stay there. They want to serve even after they graduate high school. They want to go and have either online college or college there or Bible college out there. And they want to serve because why? They see that the need is great out there. And they want to help reach that part for Christ, that world for Christ right there. We have young people who I love to spend time with, who I love to invest in. A lot of my time is spent with children and teenagers. And it was how my life was here. You know, now this January will be 10 years that I've been on the field. And those children who I invested in when they were just 8 to 10 years old, well, guess what now? They're 18, they're 20, they're a little bit older. Depending on what age they came into my teen class, into children's ministry. And they love God, they love people. They love others, they're serving. God is good. Amen. They trust God no matter the outcome. Amen. This Saturday, we have a young lady named Sre Nat, and a young man named Piran, who is getting married. And it's going to be a beautiful thing to see for me here in America. Because those were people that just 10 years ago had trust in a false God, had no hope, but yet today they're wonderful examples of what Christians ought to be to their families, to their lost loved ones, to those around them. They will be integral parts there in our ministry as they help to extend and to expand our ministries out there. Please pray for them. We love our folks out there. We love living there on the new land. We love where God has moved us. You know that move, church family, that we talked about, that we sent out in our prayer letters, that you've heard about? It was not an easy move to go from the capital city to about 50 minutes outside of town, where just to get out from our new village to the main road takes 30 minutes. Okay? Not easy. To get to the closest mall, supermarket, it's about 50 minutes, okay? I don't really complain about traffic here in America anymore, okay? It's not much to me anymore because to get from where I'm staying at now, my mom's old place, to here, literally less than 10 minutes. And it's not bad at all. But God is good. One thing that our missionaries and our church families there did was we trusted God. We have now about 20 families who live right there around our church property. And God is good. We have our own facilities there, just like you have here. And it's great. It's going to be a place that we can use and that we can help train folks, disciple people, so that way they can go out into the other 24 provinces right there around Cambodia. We have a God that we can trust. I wonder this evening, how about you? Who are you trusting in? What are you trusting in? You know, coming to America 2 months ago, as I said earlier, was a dream. Because for a little over 2.5 years, my wife and I were running paperwork to get her over here. Imagine, 18 months, paperwork to get married, 2.5 years of paperwork to try to get her here. Okay? Our church family here has been doing the same thing with the city, permits, this and that, back and forth, okay? You know what taught how I learned patience? It was because I learned it here. Yeah. And thank you for teaching me that, church family. We ran paperwork for a long time. And one thing in the back of my mind that I wondered and I thought about was, what if the day came that an emergency arose and I needed to come back to America? You know, Brother Ross would often call me and say, hey, you got your ducks in order? You got things all lined up? I said, I'm trying. As best as I can, I'm trying. I'm trusting the Lord to help me. Trust the Lord to help us. And then that day came. My mom got sick. I'm 8,000 miles away. Can't do anything but pray. Can't do anything but trust God. And know that He's with me every step of the way. Got that phone call from my brother, who lovingly took care of our mother all these years. He said, hey, get a ticket over here. It's time to come back home. That was not an easy phone call to receive. That was not an easy thing to do for the next couple steps. It was a weekend coming up, and of course the U.S. Embassy is closed. Monday comes around, got to give the U.S. Embassy a call to try and get a temporary visa for my wife to come out to America. We figured out what we needed to do, what paperwork to fill out, what fees to pay, what bank to go to process those payments, set up an appointment, got an interview, just to be denied. And say that visa that you applied for is the wrong visa. And I'm like, I did what you guys said. I applied for what I need to go for. It said, try this other one. So I did a tourist visa. Well, I'm not really looking to come to America to be a tourist. I'm looking to come to America for my mom's funeral. And they said, yes, but in that tourist visa, you're there to visit family, so that's what it is. I said, all right, I'll go ahead and do that. Pay those fees, process the paperwork, go back and forth, and make phone calls. And I was literally on the phone for hours at a time, sometimes hours after midnight. They're my time because that's when the U.S. was open to make phone calls to be able to get through to somebody. I mean, I emailed literally the whole world. I even got Brother Ross to get me the ambassador to Cambodia's phone number, email address, so I can email him personally to see if he can help me. So, first visa failed. Second visa, get to the very end of the process. My wife gets to the embassy with all her paperwork, goes in, I can't even go in. They let the foreigners go in, but they won't let the American go in. Don't say about that one. But she goes in, and what happens? Have you ever applied for another visa? Yes, we're applying right now for a permanent status visa. Oh, okay. They turn around, they come back. Here's a green card, I think. And not a green card where you have the freedom to stay in America. No, a green card that says you failed, and take this and go ahead and email the NVC to ask them to expedite your paperwork that you've been running for 2.5 years to help that to move forward to get to our office, and then we'll see what we do with that, and if we approve that, and then you can come and then get another interview and pay another fee. So that way you can hopefully go to America. You know those times of uncertainty, of unknown? Yeah. What that caused me to do? What that caused my family to do? What did that do to us? It caused us to trust God. Yeah. It caused us to grow in our faith. It caused us to go to God more. It caused us to get in prayer a bit longer. Yeah. It caused me to get on my knees and to cry out to God and say, God, I need you. Because no man on this planet right here can help me, but God, you can do everything and anything, and God, I need your help. Yep. And it's amazing what God can do. God is a God of miracles. You know, being here is a miracle. So I email the NVC. And this is something that, you know, our missionaries and children of missionaries who are getting married to other foreign nationals are going to deal with. They're going to deal with something similar to what I dealt with. Please pray for them. Yeah. It's not easy. I emailed the NVC and told them my situation, long email. And then in a matter of a couple days, what happens, they emailed me back. They said, we're going to review all your paperwork that you've been running here, and we're going to see if it's complete. About another day or two later, it passes by, and they sent me another email. They said, hey, your documents look pretty good and in order. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to email the U.S. Embassy there in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, and we're going to ask them to give an appointment. But it's up to them to give an appointment. All right, we're moving somewhere. We're going places. Lord, thank you for getting us this far. Yeah. We're there at the funeral of Pusi, and then I get another email from the U.S. Embassy. What does that say? We'd like to tell you that next week, please have all your documents in order and come see us for an appointment. And go online and set an appointment time and then come and see us. Praise the Lord. God is good. Trust God because he will never fail. We then gather a bunch of documents. I mean, I call Long Beach and I call here and I'm asking for anything and everything that I can get. From Pastor Myers, from people here, any paperwork that I can use as verification and validation of what's happening there, where I've been, what I'm doing, my wife, my family. Gather all those things up. My wife goes into the embassy, and once again, I gotta sit outside. She comes back out and says, they took everything, but we're missing one item. And bring this item back tomorrow, and then you should be able to get, we should be able to get our visa. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow, the next day, we bring back that last bit of paperwork, and that last bit of paperwork came from my cousin. And thank you very much, Aang and Danny, for, and you're not here tonight, but thank you so much for what you did for us and to help us to be able to get here. I'm thankful for family. Thankful for a supportive group that I have. We brought that paperwork in. 2 hours later, my wife comes out with a blue card. And what's that say? Come back in 3 days and come pick up your immigrant visa that you can use to fly out to America to go ahead and be with your family there in America. Praise God. God is good. My faith has increased. My trust in God has just gone a bit higher. God will never forsake, and God will never fail you, and God will never fail me. Right. We prepare to come to America and then to reach Border Patrol there at the LAX. That's another scary point. Because there at in LAX, I don't know if you know, okay, some of you who come from other countries, you know what I'm talking about next. Amen. Even though you got everything all done, you got the immigrant visa, Border Patrol can be there at LAX and say, nope, you're not coming in. Go back to the country where you came from. But praise God, we passed that door, and he said, welcome to the United States. Amen. In about 2 months from now, be ready to receive your green card. And then from there, you're free and clear to go wherever you want to go and be able to travel freely with your family. Praise God. Amen. I have a God that I can trust. You have a God that you can trust. You know, as I look around the room tonight, there's so many testimonies of families. When I was growing up, you went through something similar, or you went through a big problem in your life. Something happened, and your testimony helped me to learn. It helped me to know that when things don't look like it's going to go well, or I don't know what to do ahead, I can trust God. Yeah. Thank you for that. I'm thankful to have a wife here who loves the Lord. You know, if my wife did not get a visa, I have a wonderful wife. You know, she told me before we got her visa that if I can't go, you go. Go and take care of what you need to take care of. I'll stay here, and I'll be at our home in Cambodia, and I'll wait for your return. She trusted God to take care of us. She's willing to stay back in Cambodia, a country not originally her own, but is mine. Honey, I love you. Time is coming to a close. Three things that I want to keep in mind. I trusted him then, number one. Number two, I can trust him now. And number three, I will continue to trust him for the rest of my life. Hebrews 13, chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Yeah. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 says, For I am the Lord, I change not. Yeah. I have a God that I can trust. I have the Holy Spirit that lives in me, that guides me and helps me. And knows what I'm going through. And so do you, church family. Yeah. I don't know what obstacle you're going to face. I don't know what you're going through. What storms of life may be in your life right now or may be coming. But if I can encourage you and challenge you one way, I would say, trust God. Yeah. Let's not leave this place. Let's not leave our Lord. Let's not leave the one who lived and died and rose again for us. Let's not leave our hope. Let's not leave the security that we have in Jesus Christ. There's someone outside these four walls right here, and maybe even more if you count the turns right here, who is waiting for you and ready for you to give them the gospel, to invest in their life, to love them, to bring them to a place that I'm so glad I get to come back to, Pacific Baptist Church. Make an impact for the cause of Christ. Amen. Thank you for the privilege of being here today. Pastor Mars, thank you for allowing me to share my heart. Church family, be sensitive to God. No matter where you are in life, trust God. I pray that something that is said tonight would challenge you, whatever area of life, whatever circumstance or situation you're in, to believe God, to be committed to him, to be all in for Jesus. Amen. Church family, trust God. Amen. Trust him. There's no reason not to trust God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.